Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is February 21, 2026. We begin with a look at Bitcoin, which remains range-bound amid continuing ETF outflows and a rebound in mining activities. Over the past 5 weeks, Bitcoin ETFs have seen nearly $4 billion in outflows, including a recent $166 million redemption, contributing to tighter liquidity that's keeping the price within a narrowing triangle pattern. Technical analysts are watching closely for an imminent breakout. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's mining difficulty has surged by nearly 15% as hash rate recovers strongly from the recent winter outages in the US. This rebound supports network security during a period of price consolidation and may influence future supply dynamics. On the regulatory front, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered a notable ruling striking down the broad tariff regime established under President Trump. This decision restores Congress's authority over tariffs and has sparked a rally in crypto and traditional markets, enhancing risk appetite. In the institutional space, Ripple's CEO Brad Garlinghouse expressed strong confidence in the passage of the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act by the end of April. This bill aims to resolve regulatory uncertainty and provide clearer oversight for institutional crypto markets, a development that could prove pivotal for crypto adoption and investment. Elsewhere, Ethereum whales have sold roughly $2.7 billion in ETH amid market uncertainty, possibly marking a final bottoming phase. Meanwhile, CME Group announced it will commence 24/7 trading for crypto futures and options beginning in May, addressing the long-standing Bitcoin CME gap and potentially increasing market liquidity and accessibility. Additional market moves include Dubai's launch of a $16 billion tokenized real estate market on the XRP ledger, highlighting growing adoption of blockchain in traditional sectors. The SEC has also made a quiet shift in its stance on brokers' stablecoin holdings, potentially easing some regulatory restrictions. Pakistan has introduced a crypto sandbox to advance regulatory frameworks, and LendIn has securitized $188 million in Bitcoin-backed consumer loans for Wall Street investors. Key events to monitor are the Supreme Court ruling's full market impact, the ongoing ETF outflows and their effect on liquidity, and the anticipated passage of the U.S. Crypto Clarity Bill. Technical signals on Bitcoin hint at a breakout, while mining activity and regulatory dynamics continue to evolve. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.